listening to us today, being with us in all things. Thank you that it is by your power that we are here, and we are living, we're breathing, we're hearing your word, we're striving to do it in all things. And Father, speak to us today. Have a message here for everyone who is seeking a message, Father. Speak to us, Father, and give us your truth and your power. Yes, Father, and give us your comfort. Amen. Last week we were talking about the power of words. And anybody remember very much about that?
Yeah.
A little bit? Do you remember a little bit about that?
Yeah.
So today we're going to continue talking about the power of words. Now, it's hard for me to really adequately express to you the power you have when you speak, both for good or bad. Mm-hmm. Okay? I hope it's always for good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the power is there. All right? So we need to be careful what we say and when we say it. Come in, Ann.
Yeah.
If you would go ahead and get it set up, Ann. So, the power of words, we find in James 4. I want us to look at James 4 for a little bit. And James talks about taming the tongue. Mm-hmm. He says in James 3. And I've always read this passage, and I always took it one way. And I heard a guy teaching on it, and gave me a different perspective on it. So let's look at this and see what he says here. He says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Mm-hmm. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body." So this is what he's saying here. He said, he's talking about being a teacher, what you say, mm-hmm. being careful what you say. And then he brings up something interesting. He says, we all stumble in many ways. He says, we're able to bridle our whole body. Mm-hmm. Bridle? Now we're talking about a horse. I thought we were talking about teaching. And suddenly he seems to be talking about a horse, a bridle. Right? Where'd that come from? Well, he tells us. He says, if we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. You're ready, Ann. Okay. Ann's going to sing a song. She got called in the last minute here. We're going, then.
Praise God. Good to see
everybody. Right.
Yeah, called in last minute.
Hallelujah. Let's praise him this morning. But he is worthy to be praised. Let's worship him. Let us worship Christ, our Savior. Let us worship Christ. He's our Savior. Savior, let us worship. let's just worship him right now for his goodness, for his mercy. Oh, let's worship God because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be adored. He is worthy to be worshiped this morning. Hallelujah. And every morning he is worthy because of the things that he does for us that he don't have to do. And it's of no goodness of our own, but we walk and we live by the grace and the mercy of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We worship you. We praise you. You are worthy to be praised. You have given all things into our hands.
Amen. Amen. You've
given us dominion.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We want to exercise that dominion the right way to bring about your kingdom here on earth.
Yes.
So that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As it is now.
So we speak. Right now, the power of our words, speak the word of God, that his will be done in our bodies, in our minds, as it is done in heaven.
Amen.
Quickly and completely. Is that way it's done in heaven?
Amen.
Quickly and completely.
Amen, amen.
So we speak, his will be done in our bodies, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
And what is his will for our bodies?
Health.
Design specifications,
design,
right?
Yeah.
But he designed Adam. He designed him to be totally healthy, right?
Amen.
Totally well, totally able.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to just speak that same thing. That's his will for mankind.
Yeah.
That's his will for me. It's his will for you. We speak that upon, I speak that upon everybody here.
Yeah.
Our bodies be restored to design specifications.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Eyes, ears, noses, mouths, everything be restored to design specifications. I started speaking that over myself.
Yeah.
Started speaking that over myself. And slowly, it's beginning to work.
Right. That's one reason why we have to pray before we leave the house.
Amen.
Because the very air that we breathe may be contaminated. We have to pray over our food for the same reason. Because he, like you say, he has given us health and strength. But what man is doing conflicts with that, and we have to pray over it.
We bless the food. Amen? We bless the food. And we bless our bodies. Nothing shall hurt us.
Yep.
Right?
Yes,
nothing shall hurt us. You're right. Amen. Amen. So, I say things are changing. Things are changing slowly. Why do you think that when I pray, when I speak over my body, things are changing slowly? Well, it's because of my lack of faith. If I had perfect faith, boom, it would be done perfectly just like Jesus did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken me a while because I'm not totally there. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not totally there. So, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I want to get totally there, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get totally there. So what I want to do is I'm going to come back and we're talking about, James is talking about being able to bridle his whole body, for we put bits into the mouths of horses. Well, why do we do that? So that they obey us.
Mm-hmm.
We guide their whole bodies as well. Now, I need Candace here. She can tell you about this. But the way the bits in a horse's mouth works, okay, you put a bit back there behind his teeth, all right, and you take a bridle and attach to it, comes up around his neck, and the rider holds the bridle. Now, if he pulls that bridle to the right, if he pulls that horse's head around to the right, that horse is going to go where his head is going. He can't hit it. He's got to go where his head's pointing. If you pull it to the left, he's going to start going to the left.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's the way a horse is. All right? You see them, get them up on the wagons, you know, they got all these reins in their hands. They pull on them, and they can turn four horses or more in the direction they want to go. They just turn their heads. And once you turn their heads, that's the way they're going to go. That sounds strange, doesn't it? But that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay? You go, the horse goes where his head is pointed. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is just tug on that rein and turn his head around. And his head will follow. When he doesn't bit, he gets pulled on his mouth. His head will follow, turn around, because he doesn't like that being pulled on. Mm-hmm. So his head will turn around and point in the direction you want him to go. Mm-hmm. And he will go in that direction. So a little bit can turn a big horse. Big mm-hmm. powerful horse, big Clydesdale.
Yeah.
It can turn a big horse. You see. Mm-hmm. So James was talking about this. He says, this is what we do. He says, understand what's going on here. So he goes on. And he says, look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, mm-hmm. huge ships, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. You've seen these huge ships, right? And at the back of the ship, you got a fairly small rudder. Mm-hmm. In comparison to the rest of the ship, the rudder is pretty small.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty small. One man back there, he can, you know, if you're in a little bitty boat, you can change that rudder just like with your hand. Mm-hmm. But on the big ships, they have a wheel, and you just turn that rudder with the wheel. Mm-hmm. And this huge ship mm-hmm. turns. Whichever way that rudder tells it to go to. Mm-hmm. Well, what is he saying here? What is he saying? What point is he trying to make? He's giving us two examples, two parables, all right? Yeah. Two analogies. What is he trying to say here? So also, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. Mm-hmm. A small member. A member of what? Club? Ball team? Mm-hmm. What's the tongue a member of?
Body.
Our bodies. Mm-hmm. It's a small part of our entire bodies. Mm-hmm. And yet, it boasts of great things. Mm-hmm. Boasts of great things. Kind of great things. You mean the tongue can affect the whole body? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he seems to be saying, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, look at it. This is what he says. Wow. The tongue can affect our whole body. What we say can affect our whole body. That's power, isn't it? Think about it. This yep. is power. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can wake up in the morning. Oh, boy. Yeah. I feel horrible. I don't know if I'm going to make it today. I don't even think I can get out of bed today. This is tough. It's right a rough night. I feel terrible. What am I saying?
Mm-hmm. You're agreeing with your body.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I am not saying the words I need to be saying, right? Well. But have you ever done this? And I've done this. Wake up in the morning. Wow, it's going to be a great day. It's my birthday. I'm going to get up and get moving, man. This is wonderful. No matter what kind of sleep you had that night, no matter how your body feels, suddenly you jump up and you pump it full of power.
Yeah.
Right? Suddenly you're pumping your body full of power about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Today is my birthday. Man, this is great. This is wonderful. It's Christmas, man. I'm going to get up and go. Amen. You know, it's like I'm getting up. You know, you find those special days. You wake up, mm-hmm. and for a moment, you don't know what day it is. You know, you're kind of in there. Then you realize, oh, no, it's my birthday. Boom, I'm up and out of bed. I'm going to get moving, right? Mm-hmm. It's my wedding day. Boom, I'm getting up. I'm getting moving. Yeah. It's wonderful, right? I'm going to get moving, and you start speaking that.
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be a good day today. Mm-hmm. I got all kinds of neat things planned. And suddenly your body responds to that. And your body becomes full of life and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's stimulated. All right, let's get the adrenaline pumping. Let's move. Mm-hmm. You see, your words have power.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, okay, that's just a small thing. That's just a small demonstration. But our words have power even beyond that. We can speak to our bodies, and our bodies will respond. Mm-hmm. We can speak to our bodies, and our bodies will respond. Okay? Jesus would heal people mm-hmm. by just saying a simple word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Your faith didn't make you whole. Go ahead. Right? Jesus would speak to someone. Well, stand up then. But open your eyes. You can see now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's your ears. And very quickly, somebody would be able to see or hear or speak. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. But here's Jesus over here. He's just speaking words. Mm-hmm. And people are getting healed.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a knife. He doesn't cut on them. He doesn't give them a medicine to take. You're going to take this 7 days, you know. Three times a day, you know, good meals. He doesn't do that. He just simply speaks. The power of words.
Yeah.
The power of words. The power of words. And we have that power. He has given us that power. Mm-hmm. Brother James says, he's not talking about Jesus here, is he? Mm-hmm. Who's he talking about? Mm-hmm. Not many of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to
us all.
Talking to us. Talking to me. Talking to David. David, your tongue has great power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Ray, your tongue has great power.
Mm-hmm.
Use that power for good.
Yeah.
Say good things to people. Don't say evil things to people. They may say evil things. We got a lot of people around saying evil things, don't we? Mm-hmm. We got plenty enough of people saying evil things, right? We don't need any more. We need more people saying good things, right?
Yep.
So let's be one of those people saying the good things. Say good things about yourself. Say good things about other folks. Your hair's growing. Yeah? Your ears can hear.
Yeah.
Right? Your ears can hear. You might have to say that out loud, hey, you better to some folks. Huh? What? Your eyes can see.
Yeah.
Your legs can walk. You're powerful. Your body is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say good things to people. Say good things to yourself.
Yeah.
I am powerful. My eyes, they're restored. Mm-hmm. My ears are regenerated.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the beginning, generate, Genesis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My ears are back to Genesis. Back to what Adam had. I can hear what he heard. I can see what he saw. Right? So this is good. This is what James is telling us here. There's power in your tongue. And then he warns us about the power of the tongue. If it's not used in the correct way, in the following verses, he says, how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And he goes on and talks about that. We won't read that. We won't have time to do that. But I want you to know there's power in your words. God has put power in your words. Esau and Jacob knew the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Esau and Jacob contended to receive a few words from Isaac. Who cares what Isaac says about me? It's just words, right? Doesn't matter. It did. Because Jacob and Esau knew that his words mattered.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, even God honored what Jacob said over his sons.
Yeah.
Even God honored what Jacob said over his sons. We'll get into that hopefully next time. All right? I want to talk a little bit about Jacob and what he spoke over his sons, especially Levi.
Yeah.
Let's see what he said about Levi. Let's see what God said about Levi.
Yeah.
But see that God honored Jacob's words.
Yeah, he did.
Even though, if you will, they were the opposite in intent than what God had for Levi. That's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to read that, you can read that at the end of Genesis. All right, I'll just look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about that sometime, all right? Father, we thank you so much. We glorify you. We glorify your name. In all your ways, you are mighty. And Father, we celebrate your wisdom that you have given this kind of power to men. And what we say has great power. great power in our lives and great power to affect the lives of others. Father, we pray, we sincerely plead with you that we may say good words to people, that we may lift them up, that we may strengthen them, and that they may be blessed entirely by what we say. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy toward us, and thank you for giving such a great power to men that people can go around and heal others and heal themselves. Thank you, Father. Amen.
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 I want to, before we break up, bless the food, Father, so that we're going to share together our fellowship time together. I want to say this, Brother Charles, we're glad to see you back.
Yeah.
It's looking good. It's just handsome every time we see it, don't we? Handsome guy.
And our eyes are better, so it's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, my eyes are getting better, so I get back and see. We also want to introduce someone who's been staying with us this week, Ruth Rivera, okay? And she's undergoing cancer treatments for cancer, throat cancer. And so she's at the tail end of it. She's only got another week left of her treatments.
Praise God.
She's having a rough time of it. Y'all remember in prayer, okay? Say good things over her.
I will. Right? Amen.
Say good things over her. All right.